Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily with material from Chad and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf. Chad and Ballsy are on a journey, the search for Regina's worst road. This is Chad and Ballsy Street.
Oh, drop my phone.
It's Chad and Ballsy Street 6.
Son of a bitch. It's the Street 16.
It is, and we are inside the final four today. Sangster Boulevard up against Runciman Crescent. Now, young Brock, I know you're new to the city, so you may not know.
I have no idea where those streets are.
Runciman Crescent, I'm somewhat unfamiliar with, but Ballsy swore up and down that it was in horrible shape. So, Runciman Crescent up against Sangster Boulevard. I know Sangster Boulevard wasn't even in the Street 16.
No.
But one day I happened to drive down it, and it was before we started this whole thing up, and I realized that it was in garbage shape. Like, they haven't fixed anything. There are giant craters in the middle of the road.
Oh, God.
And they've put, like, the sawhorses around them.
That's greasy.
So, in other words, they're like, listen, you hit these, that's your problem.
It's
now
on you, bro.
Right.
Kind of thing. Yeah.
Exactly. So, Sangster Boulevard up against Runciman Crescent right now. Go vote at facebook.com/thewolfrocks and let us know, because whoever wins this goes on into the final tomorrow against
the national championship.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well,
the city championship?
The city championship, I suppose. Yeah. Blakeney Drive is waiting to see who they face in the final, because Blakeney is also a garbage heap.
That sounds like a school, though.
What's that?
Blakeney Drive?
Blakeney Drive is, it's in rough shape. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's in real rough shape. It's actually kind of in my area, but I never drive that street. So I was like, okay, I'll go check it out. And it's like a block from my house, and it is just beaten down.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
This is young Brock is joining us this morning, by the way, for Ballsy.
Hello.
And this is your first Queen City Rocks event.
Yeah, it's been going pretty good so far.
Yeah, the Exchange is a cool venue, right?
I love that place.
Yeah.
And some sweet bands.
Great bands. Like, this week we've got Satisfaction Overload, Durwood and the Renegades, Weapons and Coherency all playing in runoff number 3 already.
Mm-hmm. And then the finale's coming up soon.
Right. Ooh. And the finale's coming up on April 18th. So get out there, support local rock. Again, we like to see people in numbers out there supporting their favorite band. So if you know anybody in those groups, it's important that you show up.
That helps the judges, too. The more noise you're making, too. Like, it looks a lot better for the bands and
stuff.
So, yeah,
big time. So there's that. And then, of course, there's the fact that they serve alcohol.
It's a good time.
You can party. Not that you need alcohol to have a good time. I understand that. But it's lubricant.
District Brewery, you know, they're supplying some good beer.
District Brewing does a great job. Yes. So thank you to our friends at Jim Beam as well for helping out. Long & McQuaid Musical Instruments, The Exchange, Kamiki Picks Photography. And I should also point out, though, this is an all-ages event. So it's not just, you know, it's not 19+. Everybody can come out and have a good time and support local rock. Again, this Thursday at The Exchange, 7 o'clock is when doors open. First band's at 8, and we've got 4 great bands for you.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
There's a new study that was done by Purdue University and the University of Missouri, where they found out that your drunk self actually may be the real you.
Yeah, leave it to universities to come up with a study like this.
You didn't have to do a study to find this out.
Right.
I feel like you could have just went drinking with any of your buddies and realized how big of dicks they actually are.
Right,
to figure this one out.
Yeah.
But so what they did is they had a bunch of people take a survey, and they basically had, like, their sober version and then their drunk version take the survey and basically assessing traits about yourself, and then they determined that you're more honest with yourself and open when you're actually drunk.
Sure.
Which just makes total sense.
It's liquid courage.
Literally.
Yeah.
How many times have you ever been out at the bar and you have more courage to go and talk to that girl than you ever would, right?
Right, yeah. Now, I'm not condoning the use of alcohol here, but I will say there have been times where I may have gotten into a little bit of trouble when I've had some alcohol at the bar, but I may have said some things to people that were actually quite honest, and it was a little therapeutic even to say it to buddies, right? Like there's something that's been weighing on your mind for the longest time. Like for instance, I had one friend. I did not like his girlfriend, but I didn't tell him that.
You bit your tongue on it for a while.
I did.
Until you got drunk.
Until like one night I decided to have a couple, and I looked at him and I said, "Hey man, your girlfriend, she's a bag. Like she is." And what? Dude, she's not nice to anybody, and nobody likes her. Why are you with her? You can do better than that. And I think you're a schlub, and you could do better than that. What are you doing?
The honesty came out.
Yeah, he got mad, like real mad. Like he didn't talk to me for a couple weeks after that, but then he broke up with his girlfriend because he knew that I was right, and he was just waiting for somebody to say it.
I'll tell you this. I'm probably not funny most of the time, but I feel like when I'm drunk, I think I'm a lot funnier than I actually am, for sure.
Until you're singing Rage Against the Machine at the company Christmas party in front of all the higher management.
Good times.
Yeah.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
What's your name?
My name's Dave.
Dave, what's going on, bud?
Yeah, just getting ready for work.
All right, well, drive safe to work, okay?
You got it, bud.
Dave, we're going to play a little game. It's called How Well Does Brock Know the 90s?
Yeah.
Sounds good.
And Brock was born in 1995, so I'm going to ask him questions related to the 90s, and you need to guess whether he will get it correct.
Sure.
Okay, so the first question has to deal with the sitcom Family Matters.
All right.
Do you think he will get this right or wrong, Dave?
I think he'll get it right.
Okay. Oh, you have faith in me.
Here we go. Brock, which character had the catchphrase, "Did I do that?"
Urkel?
Hey!
That was a shot out of the dark there.
Steve Urkel. See, Dave, look at this. You might have a good horse in this race.
One for one, baby.
Here we go. This next question deals with 90s rock music.
Okay.
He's definitely going to get this one.
He's definitely going to get it. Okay.
Ooh. Oh, that's a lot of pressure.
He's an Ontario kid, so he might get this. Which singer had the album Jagged Little Pill? Young Brock.
Oh, man. Any hints?
90s trivia. Which singer had the album Jagged Little Pill? She was also married to a very prominent
Alanis
Canadian...
Morissette?
Hey!
Yes!
Only because you said she. You gave me that one.
All right. Next up, Dave. This question has to deal with 90s hip-hop.
Ooh.
How well does Young Brock know this one?
He's going to get this one, too.
Okay.
Thank you.
Young Brock, who sang the song Jump?
Like Jump Around?
No.
No.
Jump. J-U-M-P and not Van Halen.
Crisscross?
Hey!
Yeah.
Wow! Unbelievable. Three out of five. I'm going to give it to you.
I used to wear my baseball jerseys backwards, too.
And jeans.
Yeah.
And jeans. Okay, just for fun. Young Brock, who sang the song Jump Around?
House of Pain.
Hey, very good.
I'm a little Irish, so I know that.
Irish.
So he's drunk.
Hey, he's so
hey, Dave, I'm going to send you off to Alice in Chains, all right?
Love it. Love Alice in Chains. Woo!
Thank you for having faith in me, too. Yeah. I appreciate that.
Thanks a lot, buddy. Appreciate it, Brock.
Wrap it up with a howl.
Ow!
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
So, Young Brock, you were just on a road trip with a friend, right?
Yeah, my buddy came in from Ontario, but was super grossed out. I mean, like, we're still young. We had to share a bed, you know? Like, do you share beds with your friends when you go on trips still, or that's not a thing?
No.
Well, okay, well, we're not rich, Chad. We had to share a room. We had to share a bed, okay?
Okay.
We're on a budget. But the thing that grossed me out was, like, homie wears his socks to bed still, and, like, we're snowboarding all day, we're out at the bars and the clubs all night, then we hop into bed together, and he's got these stinky long dress socks on, and I'm like, just take them off, and he's like, no, I like to sleep with my socks on.
When you brought this up to me yesterday...
It's gross.
I never want... First off, socks in bed, it's messed up. It's a little weird, but whatever. The fact that you are on a road trip with a buddy and you guys still sleep in the same bed threw me off.
It was like an extra 50 like bucks for another bed.
Your bunk buddies?
Yeah.
It's an extra 50 bucks. Pay it. pay it. There's no pro. What are the rules? Did you guys sleep head to head? Like
feet to head, yeah.
Oh, feet to head.
Feet to head, yeah.
But your genitals still line up. You understand that?
Technically, yeah. Faced.
So what were the rules here then? Is your buddy single?
Yeah. He's single.
So he couldn't bring anybody back?
I mean, like, he could have. I probably would have just had
the old sock on the doorknob trick?
I probably would have just slept in the bathroom or something like that. The old bathtub, you know, you lay the towels down and stuff. Bro code kind of stuff.
So how old are you again?
23. 24. Jeez. 24. Yeah, 24.
So I think by the time I was 24, I was probably over the old let's bunk up together kind of thing.
Like I said, I'm not made out of money. I don't know what money tree you think I have.
But you don't play for
here.
The Chiefs and Slapshot either. You don't need to bunk up together, right? Like, get separate beds. Does this not seem strange? Am I the only one weirded out by this?
I don't think it's that weird. I think you're making a bigger deal than it actually is.
I don't think so.
It's a bromance is what it is.
I want to leave it to the Wolf listeners. 936-WOLF.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Okay, so let's delve into this a little further, because I'm a little thrown off here.
Young
Brock was on a road trip with a buddy, and they slept in the same bed the whole time.
Nothing wrong.
Now, head to feet?
Head to feet.
Not head to head or feet to feet? You weren't matched? Yeah,
head
okay.
I was understand. On one end, he's on the other.
That's just weird, right?
I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
Thank you.
Yeah, if it was two girls sleeping in the same bed, everybody would be cool with it.
Exactly, right?
See, but even then, I think that's weird, too. Like, at what point are you an adult?
But, like, as long as no one's trying to play a little hanky-panky or anything, you're fine.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you. And you know what? $50 is $50.
There we go. See? That's a woman who knows the value of a dollar right there.
Hey, thanks for the call.
No problem. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye now. Good morning, The Wolf.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Always good. What's up?
Just over 2 weeks ago, me and six other guys, we were ice fishing in northern Saskatchewan. Two guys in their late 20s, majority of us mid to late 40s, and we were the last group to get there. There's three of us, and the other four had kind of already bunked up, and I was like, really? Like, 50-year-old guys are in the same bed? It was kind of weird. I might get a little bit about the 23, 24-year-old.
Right.
But I was under a roof with 50-year-olds that were bunking up, and I was kind of...
All I'm going to say is I can imagine ice fishing is pretty cold. You got to snuggle together to get some warmth, right?
But once you get, you're right. Once you get a certain age, it seems like bunking up is a little weird. Like, yep. Yeah, like even my age, I'm 36, 35, 36. You get in that area, it's like you shouldn't be bunking.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Young Brock on a road trip with his buddy, and they're bunking up, sharing a bed, which I found to be very awkward.
Nothing wrong with it. That's Brandon texted in, though, because I said we didn't want to pay the extra $50 to get the other bed.
Yeah.
And he said, $50 is $25 a piece. For $25, I'm keeping my dignity. Come on. You don't have a tight bro that you wouldn't share a bed with, Brandon?
Yeah, somebody says, as long as your leg hairs aren't entangled with each other's.
Does he was happen? Italian, so he's got those long legs. So I agree with that. Garrett says, shirt and pants must stay on, which is agreed. Yeah. Underwear too. Underwear is
well, clearly, and no Winnie the Pooh in here. I think you should have to wear pants. I think he should be happy he was wearing socks.
Joe says, if it comes down to it, I'm the outside spoon. Who doesn't love being little spoon?
Yeah, I like this one from Nicole. I think it is. She says, "Did they build a pillow wall fort?"
Because we did not.
You didn't.
We did not.
There should be. Actually, that's a good idea. There should be a pillow in between. You know what I envision? Have you ever seen Planes, Trains, and Automobiles?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. That's what this is like. You're Steve Martin. He's John Candy. Okay? Wow. My hand's between two pillows. Those aren't two pillows.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Hey, it's 104.9 The Wolf with Chad and Ballsy. Young Brock in for Ballsy this morning. Be careful on the roads. Of course, they are slick. Hearing lots of accidents around Ring Road this morning, causing issues near Assiniboine. Also, Highway 11 North. Hearing there's an incident there at the on-ramp. And just the list goes on and on and on.
Never ending today.
It really is. Imagine this. You're with your family. You're driving. You're coming back from a nice vacation in Florida. Dad dies.
What?
Okay, so dad dies on the way home of a heart attack, but you say, listen, medical costs down here are a lot more than in Canada. So what we're going to do is we're going to keep him in our vehicle so we don't have to pay to have him shipped back, and we'll cross the border. That's what happened. A Quebec family did that. They got caught at the border with dead dad. Yeah. With dead dad in the back of the car because they wanted to save money on bills.
I'll admit it. Like, I'm the first person to admit it. Road trips suck, but that's messed up, man.
Like, wouldn't at some point, like, I don't want to get morbid here, but Don't you love that family member? And the fact that they're dead in your vehicle, that doesn't bother you?
I don't know. Some people's grandparents, they like, you know, they kind of get on your nerves.
Well, no, but
like,
this was
my
grandparent. This was the father.
Oh, this was the father.
The father is dead.
Oh.
In the vehicle. Like, this is... How, and then you think you can get across the border with a dead body?
It's like, this isn't a weekend at Bernie's or something. Like.
Right.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.